Welcome to the podcast, Bridget.
Hello.
And Spider.
And Fran, hello.
No, I'm good, mate. Ben, how are you?
Oh, mate, top of the world.
Hey, anyone ever achieved anything nine times, like Novak Djokovic?
Oh,
nine what,
something
times.
You've done nine times.
Nine, like, and succeeded.
Okay, that's a good question.
You haven't even married nine times.
No,
have
three.
You
haven't even got nine children, only the four
nine.
I know of.
Oh,
I know, I did one last week. I achieved this feat on Friday, it was.
Come on.
I got nine coffees in a row and got the ninth one free.
That's it.
Did you?
Yes.
Really?
There you go.
That's huge.
Wow,
nine coffees.
Times?
Every ninth one is free at Brunch & Co.
That's really?
Because I always lose my little thing that they knock the holes in.
Oh, mm-hmm. I've never. They give them to you at massage places, everything. I never. Mm. I can never find them.
Yeah.
Really?
No.
No, not even.
Just because I say massage doesn't always mean I'm talking about stroking things.
Yeah, but
men always go there.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
I go to a normal place with normal rubs.
Who doesn't on the Gold Coast Highway? They're all normal.
Give me a normal rub,
yeah,
please.
Right, I know,
it's the
fair
first
enough,
thing
yeah.
you say.
There's a billboard of you three above a massage parlour.
Actually, there is two.
Exactly.
Just across from Pack Fair.
We endorse it.
That's correct.
No, normal, just give me a normal rub.
Normal massage.
I haven't lost my ticket from there. I've only got four more to go
what
there.
What else is there? There's got to be a couple of other nines. I'm just trying to think of... No.
I've lost interest in everything before the ninth time. I really have. I think it's an amazing effort from the men. I was watching that final last night thinking, these two blokes are multimillionaires and they both look like they cut their own hair. what the hell was going on? And, you know, all the people in the players' boxes. Like, Bridget, if you were playing in the Australian Open final,
that's
and
hilarious.
You can invite what I think is about eight people.
Okay.
Who would be in your players box? I'll ask you too, Spider. I mean, who would you have along? Because I'm watching last night, they've got their physio, their manager, their coach, their pesto chef,
sometimes
their
chauffeur. Sometimes their partner.
Yeah. Their partners. Oh, boy. Yeah. Daniil Medvedev's partner last
she
night.
She was dog.
She was not happy about
it. He would have gone home with a wooden spoon. She was filthy.
Really?
She was not happy. She's like... What are you doing? I've come all this way to watching you dishing up this shit.
Yeah, 2 weeks in quarantine for this rubbish.
She just wanted the prize money.
I know.
She'd already spent it. Yeah. That was the problem.
Who would you have there?
If we're looking at entourage, I've got one. Part of my entourage.
Yes.
I have Dr. Ellen Ap-Thomas, who is an incredible integral. She does all kinds of, look. She gives me a B12 shot my bum.
She's a freak.
But she's also an extremely good doctor, but also does detox programs or whatever. So definitely her.
Yeah. Well, that'd be something you've done nine times.
Yep. Yeah. Mm. Dr. Lisa Beecham. I'm just going through my entourage.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yes.
Are they all doctors?
And yes, she's a proper doctor and she's like my breast examiner and whatever. So she, you know, checking on my liver and stuff.
But do you need one of those in mid-game?
You do.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Just my hairdresser in case the greys are coming through. I'm just thinking of entourage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The masseuse, the proper masseuse.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, gives you a good rub down.
Gold Coast Highway.
No French penny. And who else is in my entourage? I do have a few, actually. I'm just trying to think.
My
physio.
Husband?
Husband, of course. Well, that's a given.
Jamie
would
be the
insane.
Oh, he would be the... He would just... Wouldn't... He's so gorgeous. Wouldn't he just be the... He would go off. He would wear something that would embarrass me, probably.
Yeah, a onesie.
He would go off.
What would he wear, Ring?
A tennis ball onesie.
He would actually.
Yeah, he would.
Bless him.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
He would walk around like a big ball.
And own it. And he'd own it.
Yeah.
And Gertie, our special needs dog, because she comes everywhere with us.
Yeah. Oh, God love Gertie. Yeah.
Yeah.
I could see him changing his onesie every seven games and have to hold it up going, new onesies. Spider, what about you? Who's in your players' box?
I wouldn't have any of those.
No.
Unfortunately.
Who's in your entourage?
I might have Jamie. He sounds like fun.
He's so fun.
Me. Just me.
Just you.
You're on court.
Yeah.
Would you have your mum undies? It'd be there. My mum loves tennis.
Nah.
Mum would be there.
How would undies go?
Undies would
be,
nah, because if it went to five sets, I'd have to carry her out.
She'd be too pissed.
So it'd be like, she would see the cost of bourbon. Yeah. She wouldn't be able to drink that much. So that's where my prize money would go.
Would she end up
bill
like that?
after the game?
She'd end up being tossed out like that bird that was screaming at Nadal the other day.
She would be like Djokovic, you know, the father. She'd just be abusing you from up there.
Oh, Dimitar Dogic.
Yeah.
Out the front washing his undies in the fountain and carrying on like a pork chop.
Probably the Uber driver. just to get me out of there, yeah, ready to go out.
It's a good call. That's, well, they chuck you it. Half an hour before the end of your own match too at the Australian Open. So
yeah, I wouldn't have a taxi drive. Imagine that meter going up.
Oh,
geez. I thought you were saying something about the smell, but I didn't know.
What is happening? What is going on?
Who would you have, Benjamin?
Yeah, man, who's in your players box?
I wouldn't have anyone there. I'd have what's Bernard Tomic's girlfriend or whatever.
Oh, he's only.
Yeah, she's in there washing around here.
Yes.
Yeah. Amazing.
Oh, that's all.
Like out
that'll
of Africa.
Do. Just in the interest of moving the podcast along a little.
I can't think of one person in the world that would want to watch me play tennis.
We'd be there for you.
No one.
We'd be
no
there.
One. Excuse me.
Get it up, son. Get it up.
Yeah.
He sounds like a fit tennis player, doesn't he?
Yeah.
All right, from tennis to vaccinations. Look, the Gold Coast cops have got to put up with an awful lot of rubbish from an awful lot of tourists and anti-vax protesters. And we're going to find out a little bit about that today. And then spiders going on 51st dates with Cherie to try and rekindle the love. Now, on Friday, I attended something very special and watched you guys go around and raise money for Angela's kids. We lost Angela just before Christmas. Her sister Raina's taken over looking after her two kids with her three. That's five in one little unit. And we raised a magical amount of money. Good on you guys. Extraordinary day.
Hey, Friday was a special day.
Narang RSL, thank you for having us. Raina and her beautiful family. As you know, everyone shared the journey. We had Angela on air with us last year and she was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, and Angela was just an absolute treasure, incredible on air, and she lost her battle just before Christmas. Now, Ange has had two kids that now her sister is raising as a single mum with her own three children, so we're looking at five children in a two-bedroom apartment with her mum as well. So they didn't ask for help, but we certainly did want to help.
Yeah.
Whew, what a good sportsman's lunch. Big rap to you, Spider.
Oh, huge.
No, it was everyone. I wouldn't be pigeonholing anybody.
I'm just saying. Together a lot
I'm with Bridget. You're getting pigeholed. You did
a
great job.
You're
it was
black
a whole
book.
Tripling family.
I know it was, but you know how to do a sportsman's lunch, bruz.
Sure do.
From your year in sport, which we can't play any of that.
No, not one of that bit can go to air, but it was hilarious.
It certainly was. So we also had the coach son. Coach son. Stewie Jew and Anthony LaFranchi, who was one of the coaches of the Titans. And they're up on stage and you did a bit of a Q&A with these guys. I loved hearing about how they deal with the younger generation.
Yeah, look, it's a tough one because we're probably a victim of our own kind of dynasty, because sometimes you might enable them. You know, we pick kids up when they're 17, 18, put them in a system and we tell them everything that they have to do. So a lot of times these kids are coming from, you know, tough upbringings and whatnot and different, I suppose, race and heritage and, you know, guys from Pacific Islanders and, you know, Indigenous kids and local kids, like I mentioned. So, look, it's just about educating them and, you know, continue to provide them with the tools and, you know, to teach them along the way. And us as coaches and management, that's a big part of what we do.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, as we all were, if someone tells you not to do something, then you're probably halfway towards doing it. So we're very much in terms of educating around the right choices, but they also do have to make mistakes to learn. Otherwise, again, as you know, unless it's really close to home or yourself, it doesn't stick as much. So it is the balance of helping them out, educating them. A couple of the players have made a bad blue and moved into my street, so I've there's been a couple of bits of feedback early days for them.
How stupid is that?
Dumb.
Hey?
Dumb.
And then we had cricket legend extraordinaire Greg Ritchie on what you could get away with in the 80s when you were young.
Which was everything.
Yeah. Oh, he was so amazing, and he's a big fan of our show too.
Firstly, to Raina, your family here, deepest sympathies, listen to the show. Which is why I'm here, Spider and Bridgie and Flan, the Triple M family, very close to me. Glad we can help. My faith is we'll all be together one day again, so I hope that's for you too. I come to you today as the ambassador for political correctness. It's a self-appointed position here in Australia, and in that role, my job is to come to as many functions like this a year And tell you as much politically incorrect stuff that I'm aware of.
Yeah, that's the end.
And that's all we can play. Could play.
Please, next time, fork out and come along because I had to change my pants when he was done. Mate, there was a story he told about running onto the cricket field. Oh, I saw it happen live in the middle of the night. It's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
It's hilarious. It's so cool. I remember that's when cricket was grand. I did like cricket in those days. But then finally at the end, we had Angela's sister Raina up on stage to reveal how much the Gold Coast community, the Gold Coast Community Fund and everyone in the room had raised.
Well, on behalf of the Gold Coast Community Fund and all the incredible donations, and thank you again, we've raised $25,500.
Thank you. Sorry, it's just so overwhelming. I just want to say thank you to Triple M family. You guys have been amazing since last year. We'll never forget that day. Was actually Angela's youngest birthday, August 3. So we'll never ever forget it. Thank you to the Gold Coast Community Fund. Thank you so much. And everybody that's turned up here, thank you to the Narang RSL as well. This is amazing. Lunch was amazing. We all had a laugh. My mum, my sister, brother-in-law, all my friends. This is really special. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, it was an amazing day. Well done.
Yeah,
to the Gold
it was.
Coast. Gives you faith in humanity, doesn't it?
And when we know they hadn't been to a sports lunch before, at the end of it, I think even her mum, she wanted to go on a tour with Greg Ritchie. Yeah. She loved
it. Well, here they are, the Gold Coast Sexy Time Paradise Beach police cops dealing with every drunk and every anti-vaxxer in Australia right now.
The Gold Coast, Australia's number one holiday destination. If it happens on the mean streets of the Glitter Strip, it happens on Sexy Time Paradise Beach Police Cops. Sexy, sexy time. Tonight on Sexy Time Paradise Beach Police Cops, anti-vax protesters and the usual gaggle of drunken tourists are keeping Sexy Time Paradise Beach Police Cops busier than a one-legged line dancer leaping along to La Bumba.
Calm down, please.
Can't official the laser. Official the laser.
Well, if you're going to go to Neil Diamond, you're going to go to the back of the van. You have the right to remain silent.
Meanwhile, across town, one eagle-eyed Corumban officer tries to comfort an anti-vax protester who's just discovered he can't fly.
I cannot levitate, fly, or even hover. The force is, like, not strong with me.
Oh, don't be so hard on yourself.
Oh, thank you.
You flew a little bit.
At first. I did, didn't I?
A little bit. Is the green whistle working?
Sure is, cowgirl. I suck at flying, but bleeding, I'm very good at bleeding.
Yeah, pop that one on your resume.
How would I say that?
Normal reaction to gravity and excels at blood loss.
Oh, I like that. Excels at blood loss, yes.
Any drugs?
Oh, yes, Tar.
No. Have you taken any?
Oh, yes. That's the whole point of my protest. I took the vaccine and grew these wings, but I haven't got the hang of them, and that's why I crashed.
You've been vaccinated?
Oh, yes, by Dr. Jeanette Young herself.
But the vaccine rollout doesn't begin until later this morning.
Correct.
So how do you explain having the vaccine before it's rolled out?
I think you'll find that you're the cop, and it's your job to solve these mysteries, Senior Sergeant Lazy Bones, but if you want a rough general direction, I'd say it was drug-related. Start there, Sherlock.
Meanwhile, chaos reigns. The Gold Coast is Australia's favourite place to play up. When Aussies want a party, they say, take me down to the Paradise City.
Welcome to the game, goes up for you. Watch your bitch, me home.
We're not a taxi service, mate. Sit down there now. You have the right to fall over.
Yes, I do.
And you have the right to wet your pants.
Yes, I do. No, I didn't.
Look at that. Never seen that before.
Ah, you haven't lived.
When Australia stains its slacks and poops its pants, Sexy Time Paradise Beach Police Cops will be there. Sexy time.
Well, Bridget has come up with a brilliant and cunning plan to see Cherie rewarded with some affection and some love from Spider, who's not the most physical of people. Would you say that's fair?
Correct.
So, today, you are heading off.
This is Spider's 50 First Dates.
Helena, for our first date, I think the best way to tackle this is maybe you just tell Spider your title and then we can just go from there.
Sure, no problem. My name is Helena and I am a sex therapist and a tantra practitioner.
A what?
That's the kind of reaction I was expecting. Tantra practitioner.
Do you know what tantra is, Spider?
I think I do, but I don't want to talk about
it. Well, no, let's get Helena to explain tantra.
Tantra is a beautiful ancient tantric Indian philosophy, and it basically helps lovers connect in a much more meaningful, profound, intimate way, not just through their bodies, you know, intimately, but also through their hearts, through their minds, through their souls, through their energies, just to create a much more ecstatic, connected and blissful experience.
Well, prawn crackers can't do that?
No. Maybe.
You can work prawn crackers in any way you like.
You probably need a few.
Hang on. If you wanted to be a bit kinky with prawn crackers. Okay.
What am I doing?
You will be guided through a tantric ritual with your partner. And there will be a number of steps. You'll be guided all the way. And should I review a bit more? Okay.
What do you mean there's more?
Just about the steps, because we'll start with becoming mindful, becoming present with each other, and then I'm going to guide you both to open your hearts to one another so that you can start sending that loving heart connection and energy to each other. And then I'm going to show you how to actually consciously use breath to circulate energy between the two of you, and then that can be translated into a much, much more beautiful and sensual and connected touch.
Do people do this?
Yeah. What do you mean do people
do this? Thousands of years, Spider. So when did things become in after the breath and the connection and the heart and the prawn crackers have all done their work and there is then the physical connection, how many people will be watching Spider and Sheree at that stage?
What are you on about?
Well, we'll probably stop it just before it gets too hot and too sexy.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Oh, no, very fortunately. No one needs to see that.
No, not even me.
So, but I think things that it would be quite normal for some people.
This isn't normal.
That Spider will grapple with. For example, you were saying, Helena, that maybe Sheree has to sit inside Spider's lap and they've just got to stare, like not talk.
No, this is taking the mickey out of me now.
No, stare into each other's eyeballs and connect.
Yeah.
Fully clothed, like cupping each other somehow with their legs or, yes?
Yes, yeah, exactly. That's how we're going to finish with a position called Yab-Yam. It's a really beautiful connected tantric position called Yab-Yam, that's right, where the woman sits in her partner's lap, facing him, embracing him with her arms and legs, and they can look into each other's eyes, they can connect their breath, they can move their energy together, and when that kind of connection then is taken into the kissing, the touching, the sexual connection.
Oh, yeah.
That's what makes things magical.
How beautiful. There's some rocking going on with that too. I feel some beautiful rocking together, harmonious. The flow. Yeah.
Well, this is exciting. So this is your first date out of 50 dates that you and your wife.
This is the first.
Yeah.
You and your wife Sheree are going to complete.
And we hope that at the end you'll be so connected that you'll yubby yum each other's brains out.
That's when we leave. But
I wasn't going to leave before that. I don't even want to see the lead up to that.
I'm leaving when you're leaving, Ben.
There's no substitute. There's no fill-in person. And we just thought we'd kick it off with a bang. Let's go hard.
What's it called again?
Yub-yum.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yub-yum. And so what's the name of your business, Helena, if anyone wants to get in touch with you to do the same in their relationship?
It's just my name, Helena Nista, and I am based on the Gold Coast in Burleigh. So the easiest way to find me is through my website, helenanista.com.
Beautiful. All right, we'll see you a little later today. We're all very excited.
Yeah.
Fantastic, me too.
That's it for the podcast. There's loads of other episodes to check out here on the app or at triplem.com.au. And we're back with our radio show tomorrow morning from 5 on 92.5 Triple M.